Catch up with Star Valley Ranch Mayor Rue Rock this morning, live over the phone on the weekday wake up. Mayor Rock, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Duke. Thanks so much for having you, having me.
Absolutely.
Gosh, it's a beautiful day.
Absolutely. No worries. Appreciate your time today and the update from what's happening with the town of Star Valley Ranch. Of course, before we talk about what's been discussed in town council, safety days happening this upcoming Saturday at the town, correct?
Yes, that's right. We're having our annual safety day event this Saturday, June the 21st from 8 to noon. It's going to be held at the First Response Center, which is right off Vista Drive across from the town hall. And we'd love to invite residents from the town as well as folks in Star Valley to come by. It's an opportunity to meet local first responders, get to check out some of the equipment, ambulances, fire trucks. There's also going to be food, and there'll be fun things for kids to do. So we invite lots of families to come by and see what's going on.
Food and fire trucks. Why would you not be there? I mean, absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's perfect.
Well, Mayor Rock, maybe give us a summary of the most recent town council meeting and some of the top items discussed by the council.
Okay, you betcha. So last Tuesday, June 10th, was our last regular town council meeting. We had quite a few things on the agenda. We started out with an Arbor Day proclamation, and we did have our Arbor Day celebration last Saturday, June 14th. It's our 14th year of the Tree City, so we're pretty proud of that. We also had a lot of community board appointments, which usually happen at the end of the fiscal year when lots of board terms of our volunteers expire. Then we also, another big event was we formally appointed our new town clerk, Jamie Hurds. We're really excited to have her taking on that role. And then as far as ordinances go, we only had three. One of those was an ordinance that we tabled, which is intended to regulate residential solar utility installations in town. And we tabled it because we just had some concerns that the ordinance language isn't aligned with the Wyoming Solar Rights Act. So we don't want to run afoul of state statute. We did also pass an ordinance that's going to bring our building codes up to the 2021 International Residential Code. We're currently on 2018, so we just want to bring our building codes more current. And then probably the biggest thing was we did pass the third and final reading of our fiscal year 2025-26 budget. I can give you a couple of highlights from that if you like, if there's time.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So our general fund is about $2.7 million and our water fund's $1.8. Probably the biggest items, though, we have some capital spending we're planning to do this year. Out of the general fund, we have about $1.2 million in projects. And the biggest one of those, which I'm sure residents will be excited about, we're going to finally pave Vista Drive, which is one of the main roads that comes into town off of Muddy String. And for any of you that have been on Vista Drive the last couple of years, you know it's been a bit like driving across the craters of the moon. The asphalt has been failing, so there's been a lot of potholes, and then the asphalt was taken up a year or so ago because of the water project, so we've had a nice pothole, rutted dirt thoroughfare going right down the middle of town. So that's in the budget finally, and another exciting part of that project is that our public works department is going to be doing a major portion of that work. We have some great expertise in-house with road building right now, and so they're going to be taking on the earthwork portion of the project before we go out to bid for asphalt. We have some other chip seal projects around town and purchasing some additional equipment for our public works department as well. And then quickly on the water side, on water capital projects, we've got a couple, like $2.5 million planned there, which includes the final phase of our water improvement project for 2023, which is finishing up this year. It's already underway. We've also got a bid that's currently out for relining one of our water storage tanks, which is a major item and something the EPA has been closely looking over our shoulder on for a couple of years. So we need to get that work done. And then we're also planning to replace water meters and water delivery line, a water delivery line from our Prater Spring. So that's pretty much a recap of last week's town council meeting.
A lot going on. That's Mayor Rue Rock with the town of Star Valley Ranch. Mayor Rock with kind of the internal department doing some of the early stages of Vista Drive. I assume that means that project can probably get going pretty quick then. Do you have a timeline of when that may start?
We are certainly looking to try and get that underway this summer. If we can, sometimes it's a little difficult to get like the bids out and get bids, you know, contracts in place for the asphalt portion. So if we can pull that off by the end of the calendar year before winter sets in, that would be great. If not, we'll be ready to get asphalt down in the spring after all the dirt work gets done this year.
Very good. That's Star Valley Ranch Mayor Roo Rock this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Mayor Rock, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Hey, you bet, Duke. You have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.